Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield IMG College. Now let's return courtside to the Frank Kearns broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Final score here from the Holmes Convocation Center. Appalachian State tops Georgia Southern 77-66 here on the second to last day before the regular season comes to a close. Joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, going back to the second quarter, Georgia Southern ends the first half on a 13-2 run and 11-0 run to cut it to a four-point app lead at the half. What was the biggest part of that run?
I have to attribute that to our defense. You know, we want to turn the defensive intensity up. You know, we weren't really hitting our shots on the outside, so we were just trying to get downhill, get to the free throw line. But our defense intensity picked up. The press was working for us, and so that usually gets us going.
You carry that over into the third quarter, take the first lead of the ball game with 4:15 to go in the third. What was the biggest part of being able to get that lead from Appalachian State after you had been down by 15 in the first half?
The turnovers. So when we went back and looked at it at halftime, you know, we had 11 turnovers and they had 15 points off the turnovers. And so we said we got to stop turning the ball over. And so if we could stop turning the ball over, we can win more ball games. Again, tonight we had 18 turnovers, and off those turnovers they scored 23 points. And so, you know, we just keep giving the games away a lot to our youth. Shout out to them for their defensive intensity and their half-court press. It gave us some fits. But it's what we expected. We knew they was going to come out and fight on their pink night.
One of the things that we had talked about in the pregame was shutting down the big three for Appalachian State as far as scoring is concerned, making them do a couple of different things that they're not necessarily used to. What was the biggest part of trying to shut them down tonight?
Limit their touches. Obviously, we did not do a good job, and so I'm not pleased with our ability to execute the scout that, we knew who was going to shoot the shots for them. We knew what they wanted to do, and so 35 and 20, we knew what they were going to do, and we allowed them to do that. That's the one thing I am disappointed about is, our defense was intense, but we still allowed them to we didn't dictate their offense. They still were able to do what they wanted to do offensively.
When you have something like that where it was in the scout and something that you've talked about really for the last week, does it make it more encouraging going into tomorrow with the quick turnaround of being able to show it on film of what happened tonight and then being able to correct it for tomorrow?
I mean, you hope so. So, this is same script, different cast, different day. We know what they're going to do. App State is not going to change. You know, they haven't changed since the first two times we played them. They're not going to change by tomorrow. We just got to do a better job. You know, I didn't think we didn't have the pulse of the game. Although we made some runs in this game, I still felt like App State, the veteran team, played like a veteran team tonight.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. A final score tonight, Appalachian State tops Georgia Southern by a final score of 77-66. That'll wrap things up here from us in the Holmes Convocation Center as a 77-66 final, App State over Georgia Southern. My thanks, as always, to Chad Jackson and Sports Information. But for all involved, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.